This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that the United States is looking to support the police department in Haiti and studying whether the United Nations could play a role to quell the violence there. Speaking to reporters during a visit to Canada Friday, Biden said he didn't rule out the possibility of sending the military to stabilize Haiti, but he said it would have to be done in consultation with the United Nations and then with the Haitian government. While in Canada, the president and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau discussed people crossing illegally from the United States into Canada. Here's what Trudeau had to say.
After midnight tonight, police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that every enemy position destroyed is a life saved, as Russian missile strikes and shelling killed at least 7 civilians in northern and eastern Ukraine.
За такі удари, як по Костянтинівці сьогодні.
In his nightly video address, Zelensky said the enemy must know Ukraine will not forgive such abuse of our people. We won't forgive these deaths and injuries. The National Police of Ukraine released images of rescuers searching for people under the rubble after a Russian missile strike on a humanitarian support center in the eastern town of Kostyantynivka killed 5 people. Criticism from human rights watchdogs mounted on Friday over the alleged brutality of French police in handling protests opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform. French authorities arrested more than 550 people on Thursday in the most violent day of demonstrations since the start of the year against the bill to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. From Washington, this is VOA News. There's been a new threat that sent to the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
A powdery substance was found with a threatening letter in a mailroom at the offices of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. It's the latest security scare as the prosecutor weighs a potential historic indictment of former President Donald Trump. The letter said, "Alvin, I'm going to kill you." That's according to a person familiar with the matter. Officials determined the substance was not dangerous and was sent to a city lab for further investigation. The discovery was in the same court building where a grand jury on the Trump case is expected to resume work on Monday. Hours earlier, Trump had posted on his Truth Social platform that any criminal charge against him could lead to, quote, potential death and destruction. Trump also posted a photo of himself holding a baseball bat next to a picture of Bragg. On Thursday, Trump referred to Bragg, Manhattan's first black district attorney, as an animal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. stocks closed higher on Friday, marking the end of a tumultuous week as Federal Reserve officials calmed investor fears over a potential liquidity crisis in the banking sector. While all 3 major U.S. stock indexes started the session sharply lower on the heels of a sell-off among European banks, those losses reversed by the time of the closing bell on Friday. Argentines rallied in Buenos Aires on Friday to remember the thousands of victims of the military dictatorship that took power 47 years ago. Protesters descended on Central Plaza de Mayo, holding banners with photos of the disappeared people during the military dictatorship and demanding justice for the victims. Human rights groups banged drums, sang songs of solidarity, and held banners emblazoned with the Remembrance Movement's rallying cry, Memory, Truth, and Justice. Around 30,000 people are thought to have disappeared during the brutal dictatorship that lasted from 1976 through 1983. 3 fragments of Athens' Parthenon Temple, kept by the Vatican for centuries, were returned to Greece on Friday in what Pope Francis has called a gesture of friendship. The marble fragments from the Parthenon, one of the marvels of the ancient world, include the head of a horse, one of the 4 horses drawing Athena's mystical chariot, a mythical chariot, according to the Vatican Museum's website. It comes from the west front of the building on which Athena and Poseidon, the god of the sea, were shown competing for dominion over the city. And the United States on Friday renamed a military base to honor a decorated Native American soldier instead of a general who fought for the pro-slavery Confederate States of America. The base was in the U.S. state of Virginia. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.